Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 14th, 1903. Elder Daniels, I sincerely hope that you will give the matter of attending the Nashville meeting your favorable consideration. Do not try to beg off, but go, and the Lord will be with you. This is a critical time for the work in the South. The laborers must be aroused to see the necessity of more efficient, persevering effort. From the light given me, I am confident that you ought to attend the Nashville meeting. Holding the position that you do, your voice should be heard in the South. I am glad that Elder Haskell will be at the meeting. His labors are needed in the South. You and Elder Butler and Elder Haskell will all be needed at that important meeting. There is another matter upon my mind about which I must speak to you. I have often been warned against overstrained ideas of sanctification. They lead to an objectionable feature of experience that will swamp us unless we are wide awake. Extreme views of sanctification, which lead men to criticize and condemn their brethren, are to be feared and shunned. During the General Conference of 1901, the Lord warned me against sentiments that were then held by brethren Prescott and Wagoner. These sentiments have been as leaven put into meal. Many minds have received them. The ideas of some regarding a great experience supposed to be sanctification have been the alpha of a train of deception. Because of some overdrawn expressions frequently used by Brother Wagoner at the conference, I was led to speak words intended to counteract their influence. If ever there was a time when our brethren should blend in unity, it is now. You are engaged in an important work in Washington. I am very anxious that the work in that place shall be carried forward exactly as the Lord would have it. We have had very good meetings in this neighborhood during the week of prayer. Doris Robinson visited the Napa Church last Sabbath, and although the attendance was not large, they had very interesting meetings. One man who gave up the truth about a year ago confessed his sins and again took his stand for the Lord. At the sanitarium last Sabbath, the offerings amounted to about $1,250. At Napa, $25 was given. We have not heard the amounts received in Healdsburg or in St. Helena. I will send you a copy of the encouraging report I received from Brother Walter Harper concerning the meetings at Healdsburg. The work of the Spirit of God has been manifest in all these places. W.C. White left for Oakland this morning. We have heard no report from that church in reference to the week of prayer. Rain fell continuously during the week of prayer, and I did not dare attend any of the meetings. The rain was gentle, and there have been no floods. We praise the Lord for this rain, for it is a great blessing. I have been obliged to do much writing on the books that are soon to be published, and in answer to correspondence. I feel weary, but I trust in the Lord and will wait upon Him, asking Him to renew my strength. I believe that He will strengthen me. This morning I was up at 3:30 and wrote many pages before breakfast. I will send you a copy of what I wrote when it is copied. Please excuse this short letter. I cannot write more now. I hope that you will attend the Nashville meeting.